Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
Georgia.
Yes.
Where are we? We're in Allie's car driving to a meeting, and we thought, you know what? We might have, because I was thinking, we always have the funniest, weirdest conversation whenever we drive anywhere.
Right.
And I'm always like, fuck, we should be recording this. This is so weird.
I know. So we might as well record this, because right now we're absolutely at a dead stop in traffic on Western Boulevard, which, by the way, Western Boulevard.
Los Angeles.
Fuck Western Boulevard. That's my fuck that. I've already had Western Boulevard be my fuck that. Anyway, continue.
Well, hi. This is Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for tuning in to our drive time radio show.
Georgia.
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Okay. What I learned this week is something called AAT. Do you know about this?
I don't think so.
It stands for Advanced. What does it stand for? Advanced Allergy Solutions.
Oh.
So is that a bar? And I, like, got my tissue out and wiped my nose as I turned that fucker off.
Ken West.
Google Maps.
Proceed to the route.
You proceed to the route.
You fucking bitch. So I wiped my nose, and the guy's like, are you sick? And I'm like, no, I just have allergies. I know he asked everyone this, I bet, who is wiping their nose, because he was like, well, I have a thing that you got to try.
So, is that a briefcase with some brochures?
Like, all right. So basically, during the treatment of this, gentle pressure, it's like acupuncture, but there's no needles. Gentle pressure is used on points that correspond with the organ systems involved in the reaction. The degree of stress on the organ systems caused by an allergy or offending agent is proportional to the degree of the neck. I don't know. Basically, it sounds like touch therapy, but all these people are saying, and then it's something while the stimulation is applied, there's like a stimulation thing going on. Clearly, I've done a lot of research on
this.
There's
a stimulation thing.
Yeah. And it supposedly reduces the stress of the affected organ system, allowing for a more appropriate response, meaning no more allergies.
What was his explanation of this, like, in layman's terms?
Layman's terms was it's acupuncture and acupressure. It sounded like there was some kind of, I took away, like, that maybe there's a laser involved or some kind of, like buzzy stimulation. But my point is this. If anyone has tried it on the podcast, please email us and tell me if it worked or not, or tweet at us.
Or join the Slumber Party podcast Facebook group.
Yes, do that. And let's have a whole discussion about AAT and if it works. Because he said it cured him of his fucking allergies.
How did he find out about it?
Someone told, I don't know. It's word of mouth, man. Can you turn the air conditioning on a little higher?
Yeah. It's word of nose, ear, nose, throat, and mouth.
Good one.
I'm piloting this machine.
So Allie's driving. All right. I am passengering.
I wish for your wedding you would have registered for a sleep apnea machine and allergy stuff. Because that would have been
a great idea.
Like, just straight up, just pay this acupuncturist. When we meet what we need, I get my allergies fixed.
Yeah.
Isn't it a sad state of affairs that these days we have to fundraise to get
things
fixed?
Can I just say it's a Monday and there's a lot of Sunday drivers going on right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm behind a bus and an RV.
Are we going to talk about driving?
Sure, yeah. Let's address it.
Tell me what you learned.
Let's address driving, though.
No, I just mean driving in general and how bad I am at it and how much I hate it.
I am a real slowpoke when it comes to driving. And I think, and I don't know where that comes from, because I'll be driving like boop a doop a doop a doop, like 45 in a slow lane, and not even notice that it's happening. When I'm in other people's cars, I'm like, do you want to merge? But with me, I'm just like, huh, what?
I can't deal. I'm like a race car driver. I'm like always looking for the, like, the end to get quicker.
Pole position.
I get nauseous when I'm behind a car too long. Anyways, this is boring.
I just poke along.
Tell me what you learned this week.
What do you know about G-forces?
Not a ton.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a ton. I wish
that was on purpose.
If you had to tell me what a G-force was, what would you think that it is?
I would think it was almost like a force that is heavier and bigger than like gravity.
Yay! You did it!
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So we, it like,
thank general you, community college.
Sea level. Did you study G-forces?
No.
I didn't know what a G-force was, like, really. I mean, I knew that it was, like, the force of gravity, but I didn't know, like, relative, like, is 2 a lot?
Uh-huh.
Is 7 a lot? Right. Like, is 100 a lot?
Yeah.
But I was reading up on fighter jets, fighter pilots.
Ooh.
And so 1 G-force is just the force of gravity. 2 G-forces, like, if you were to take a Tesla and go crazy insane 0 to 60 in, like, a 2 seconds or something, it would be like 1.2 G-forces. Fighter pilots get up to 9 times the force of gravity
Holy
in
shit.
Some of their maneuvers. Mm. And they have to go through in this insane amount of training.
Yeah.
So they don't, because the blood rushes, pools in your legs, and then you just pass out and you biff.
Oh, right. You pass out when you're flying.
It's called G-lock. It's G loss of consciousness. Like a G loss of consciousness. And
wow.
You just, they lose like 1 plane a year because people just pass the fuck out. So they have to go in these centrifuges.
Whoa.
And it puts like, and you can watch these videos on YouTube of G-force training.
Oh.
And they show people in these centrifuges and in an old, there's like a voice of God being like, all right, we're going to take you up 2.
And they get nauseous, right?
And you barf and
I
like,
I don't want
to
do that.
You
ever.
Have to, but in order to counteract it, this is what the coolest thing I learned is that like fighter pilots have to clench their butts
no
and breathe in a certain way to
through
keep
their
the
butts.
Blood they have to breathe they have to put a respirator up their butt this is not true but I thought that was so interesting that it's just like you can withstand G-forces if you're trained to do it. I could would you ever go in one of those would you ever go in a
I can't even stand being in most people's cars.
That's true. I think we're going at like 0.75 G-forces right
what
now.
What Google Maps told you to go this way?
The Google lady.
Oh, she's such... I hate the Google lady.
This is we went a terrible route.
Waze is my girl.
I don't like Waze when it's like, take a unprotected left-hand turn on a busy thoroughfare.
Yeah, but did you know you can hit routes and you can choose if you want to deal with that or not? If you hit if it says, go this way, you can be like, well, what are your other options? And it'll tell you.
This navigation is indefensible. This is terrible. There's some power companies. I think there's some sewage things happening.
Oh, I hate. I'm going to throw up.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what you did this weekend. This is boring.
Oh, shit. My parents just called me.
Uh-oh. Do you want to call them?
No, I'll call them back in a little bit. We're working. What did I do this weekend? I went on a hike, and I went on back-to-back Easter brunches.
Oh.
One with a friend who's Daylin, who's leaving for the airport, and another with another friend who was sad that she wasn't doing anything for Easter.
Who gets sad about Easter?
Christians.
Oh,
she was raised Christian, so okay. Like Easter was like Christmas.
Wow,
but with candy.
I was so. I came home on Friday, and Vince had gotten me an Easter basket, and I was like, "What was I supposed to do? Like, I just didn't understand. You know, I'm Jewish. In case everyone doesn't know that.
What was in it?
Oh my God,
drugs,
underwear.
Is that what everyone gets?
It was 2. Of my favorite sleep. He went to Bed Bath & Beyond and like made me an Easter. I was flabbergasted.
That's really dope.
2 of my favorite sleep masks that look like bra, like small bras. You know those ones I love?
Oh, yeah. You love those. They look like tiny. They look like bras for like cats.
Yeah. And they don't touch your eyelashes, which I like. Okay. Got me 2 of those. He got me some beef jerky and some cashews because I had just mentioned that cashews have serotonin in them. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That should have been my goddamn
they
fact.
Have serotonin in them, or they promote?
They promote serotonin.
I want to look into that.
Yeah, and then there was also a Cadbury cream egg, which is my fucking favorite thing once a year, absolute favorite thing once a year. And then some Reese's Pieces shaped like a carrot, which I love. And
I was wondering if there was going to be a bite the carrot kind of a thing.
Yeah,
like, did he make it like? I got you this thing.
I showed him my boobs as a thank you.
Okay.
And then, some mothballs for my closet.
That was unexpected. That was an unexpected turn of items.
Well, I feel
items.
Like when you go to the Bed Bath & Beyond, like, you can kind of get anything. So maybe he went there to get me a new eye mask. Because I said the night before, I need, like, 3 of these because I keep fucking losing it. We're carpool. Hey-o.
Is it even carpool hour?
Is carpool every hour 24 hours?
Carpool hour is when the light is on. Okay. It's carpool.
Well, in like San Francisco, they have like different hours. I don't know. Here, it's all a shit show, you guys. That was really kind of him.
I know. And I didn't know if I was supposed to do that. And so, can you tell me, like, so I was asking everyone this weekend, what was in your Easter basket as a kid? Because we didn't have that.
Oh, as kids?
Yeah. What was in your Easter basket? Easter. Is it called Easter?
Easter.
What was in your Easter basket?
Just glucose, sucrose, dextrose.
It was just candy?
It's just diabetes.
What was your favorite kind of Easter candy when you were a kid?
You take these diabetes nuggets and you nestle them in plastic grass. And then you are reminded about Jesus' death.
And nothing is biodegradable.
Nothing. Well, the thing about Easter is it's preceded by 40 days of Lent where you give up the thing that you love the most. And so the idea is you wake up on Easter and invariably one of the things you've given up, because you're a kid, you can't be like, I'm giving up butt fucking. Like, you're going to give up
I'm
candy.
I'm giving up drugs.
Like the only thing you like when you're a kid.
Seriously? You have to do it as a kid even?
Yeah, you give up something for 40 days. You're like, I'll give up sodas or sparkling water or whatever your deal is. Or like punching other children in the nose.
We only have to fast for 2 days.
You have to just be in a state of deprivation for 40 days. And then you wake up on Easter and, you know, this giant hare has come into your home and left you all of the things that you've been missing for 40 days.
And what's the point? Why does everyone go crazy about a bunny? Like, what does that have to do with Jesus? Is it just like spring?
I don't know, but I think Easter might come from the root for like Oester. I think it might have something to do with eggs and rebirth and spring. So I think
but
it's poached from it.
Don't have eggs.
That is a true observation. I think it's poached from something pagan.
Poached rabbit.
Wah, wah. Don't egg me on here. I think that's the deal. It's just like a spring rebirth. Because, I mean, whatever. But as a kid, it was just like, okay, what do you love the most? And you're like, this. And like, you can't.
Get out of it!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a Jew.
Pretty fucked. But I didn't do anything really Easter-y. I watched
French is Easter-y now for adults.
I watched my friend drink a mimosa.
What did you eat?
Nothing. I have this weird thing where I ate breakfast yesterday and that's the last time I ate.
Are you fucking kidding me,
and
Allie?
It's noon Allie? The next day. My stomach has been hurting me so badly that like...
Why does your stomach hurt?
I look at food and I'm like, ugh, no thank you. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm taking some new vitamins.
Oh, maybe you don't take them.
I have no idea. But I like... made myself eat some breakfast yesterday and then it's super weird.
You sound so LA right now.
I can't, what, that I have, that I had a stomach ache?
I had breakfast yesterday.
No, I think it's, I'm hungry. I'm definitely hungry, but I don't know, I'm taking these new vitamins and they keep making my stomach hurt.
Oh no.
I know you're supposed to take vitamins with food. It's not, I am doing that. But then the rest of the day, my stomach feels like, ugh. But whatever. We're figuring it out.
That sucks.
Look at the state of medicine though. We need to have honey funds in order to have allergy testing.
No, we don't, because that would never happen.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who knows? Medicine is crazy right now. We know so many people with Lyme disease who are I don't even know if this is working.
A large amount. And then you got to wonder, like, is the Lyme just,
I have no idea.
Another symptom of something else? Okay, so keep left at the fork. Follow the signs for Culver City. Use any lane to turn left onto Washington Boulevard. Is this boring or is this an insight into art?
I have no idea.
We're
going to listen to it.
So tell everyone what you're taking in case. So
it's
biotin.
Candid. The thing that's been hurting my stomach so much the last couple of days is called Candicid Forte.
Forte.
And it's got biotin and zinc and olive leaf. It's supposed to kill gross yeasts in your stomach if you've been eating nothing but garbage.
And you can buy it anywhere?
Yeah. Yeah. But my homeopathic doctor was like, let's put you on this. And he's like, it's going to suck and your stomach's probably gonna hurt and you're gonna feel shitty for a while, so you take one a day and then you keep increasing over a couple weeks. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, this hurts a lot. But I don't know, other people who take biotin for hair, skin and nails, which big doses of biotin are what are in those gummy vitamins to make your hair look great.
Yeah,
it grows your hair, but it also can make your stomach hurt and make you bloated and give you acne. So I don't know,
fuck everything,
it's a mystery. My sister has Lyme disease, her son has Lyme disease, and recently they got cured by magnets, and I don't know.
Yeah, tell me about the magnets. I tried to look it up. It's like a Lyme disease thing.
Yeah. I mean, my sister has been struggling with Lyme disease, her son has Lyme disease, for 3 years. They've been to Stanford, they've had all, hooked up to, all kinds of therapies, and they're, last-ditch effort. They, went to some dude that's like, see this? I use magnets.
Go left here. I'm sorry.
Oh, this one that I'm doing it.
Google.
We're good.
Good job.
I have no idea. Like
left onto Fairfax, and then we want to go left onto La Cienega.
Left onto Fairfax.
Okay. No, we already are on Fairfax.
Right.
Left.
We want to left onto La Cienega.
Yeah, which is like two lights from here.
Okay. I'm gonna get in front of this guy's butt. Anyway,
I think both lanes turn left.
My point is
right.
Conspiracies, everything's a lie, nothing is real.
It's true, though. Like, that's the problem. I've been listening, oh man, I've been having some nightmares lately because of this fucking true crime shit I've been reading a lot about.
Right.
Everything is a conspiracy, everything is a lie. We're so fucked.
You know,
the end is nigh.
Someone, I read an article recently that said Friends was the downfall of Western civilization.
Oh, I read that too.
Because everyone made fun of Ross for being smart.
I read that too.
How would you think about it?
I agreed. He's also a little bit of a douche. Ross Geller loved him.
On Friends.
Little bit of a douche.
Well, his whole thing was he was very pedantic.
Yeah.
I said that in the way that was so pedantic.
That was so
I
Ross.
Made me want to kill myself.
That was so Ross what you just... Okay, so then we're going to go right onto Jefferson Boulevard. And I think it's this light up here.
Right.
Okay. Left.
I'm
right.
So hungry.
What should we eat? We're early.
We are, what time is it? We're half an hour early?
Yeah, I want some coffee.
25 minutes early.
I want some coffee.
See that? How that said Cumulus Los Angeles, that sign? Really, I totally thought that said Cunnilingus. And I was like, damn.
We're about to drive by. You know where we can eat? We're about to drive by the very first See's Candy. Just go in there and stuff our faces with samples. So go right here.
Lucy and Ethel style. Be like, you got a conveyor belt. We can.
Okay, Allie does this thing. We're at a green light and she's slowing down and she's going to look left.
Because you never know.
Though we're at a green light.
You never know if someone is going to run the light.
That's not how
you're have you ever
to drive,
Have you
though?
Been T-boned before?
No.
I've been T-boned before.
But you're the one who looks to the left. Is
I
that
look
why you're
to
T-boned?
The left to make sure that someone isn't going to creep up behind me.
Yeah, but. But it's green and someone's gonna rear end you because
of
it.
No, they see my brake lights.
So turn right onto National.
Okay.
They see your brake lights and they hate you.
Well, fuck them. I'm making sure that no one is running the red light and gonna cruise into me. I just think when you're getting into an intersection, it's good to look around and see what's happening. I want to just check on things. I had someone run a red light.
I know, it's scary.
They went kaboomsies right into my car, into the driver's side, where my body was.
Okay,
I live to tell the tale.
Then go left. Okay, well, we're early and I want coffee. So what do?
We just drive around.
Okay. All right, we're going to go get coffee.
What do? Do we pause this?
I think we pause this. Where'd it go?
Hold on. Let's take a commercial break.
Taking a commercial break. All right, we're back.
We're back from our meetings. It's been a couple hours. We took a commercial break.
We had two meetings on the west side, which is why we're in the car for 7 hours today.
In dresses.
Oh, they're so tight. We went to Mexican food for lunch. My skirt's tight. Who cares?
Let's talk about what our meeting was about. We have an announcement to make.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. We don't know, details like dates and shit, but that'll be coming out soon. Basically,
you guys, what?
We're having a podcast baby.
We're having a baby. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast baby.
It's a video podcast baby.
Yeah. We're going to start doing Slumber Party Podcast with a guest for Full Screen, this new video platform, this video content platform.
Right. So you guys will get to listen to Slumber Party just like you're doing now, but you can also see Slumber Party recorded as a video with our guests in a fort in pajamas, so you get to see all the elements that
you can listen with your eyes.
You can also listen to it like a week or two later. It'll come out on your feed like normal if you just are totally anti-visuals, which I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's going to... The pillow fort, we've been seeing the building of it, and it's freaking cute as shit.
I know! We get to wear different pajamas in different episodes. It's going to be so fun!
It's going to be really fun. There's going to be really great guests. There's a lot of cool people on the Full Screen platform that we're hoping to get as guests, too.
Oh, my God.
And then this is exciting, too, I think. We're not leaving Feral Audio. Feral Audio will always be our baby daddy. We're going to be doing what you guys seem to really like is solo episodes for Feral Audio, for just audio.
So every other episode will be the audio from our video podcast, and then the next episode will just be a solo that's exclusive to Feral, and it'll just go back and forth every week. So you guys will get a good mix, and then also you'll get to dip into full screen and check things out in a video way. This is so awesome.
You guys, this is exciting.
This is exactly what we wanted for a really long time, so we're really excited.
It really is. And we want you guys to see our mugs while we talk about what we learned this week.
Yeah, you guys will finally be able to tell our voices apart.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Probably not.
No?
No.
People still don't get it? We both sound really Californian, I think, at this point. But we were both raised in California, but I'm Northern Californian.
I read a mean thing about me.
Where?
On Reddit.
Whoa, no. What the fuck?
So, you know, we have our Slumber Party Facebook group, who I love, who everyone is so nice.
Yeah, hop on that if you guys aren't, because we post on there a lot, and I think we should put the haircut video on there.
Because it's private, so you guys have to join if you want to write or see anything.
And we have to approve you, and then you're in the group, and I think maybe that's where we should post the video.
Yeah, that video where we played for you guys a long time ago.
I fucking hate it.
I fucking hate it.
I think we'll post it there.
My point is that, oh yeah, some guy on Reddit wrote a thing like...
Hold on, I think I just got us lost.
I think you did too. Can you go left?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's also like a car accident in the front of the road. Can you make a U-turn?
I'm making a U-turn.
Okay. So someone was like, oh, there's a Reddit. They do a Reddit forum for Slumber Party. They post a new, you know, about the episode every week. So I go to it and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I love Reddit. Reddit people are so cool.
Well, that was your first mistake.
I know. And it's basically... we're in a bad part of town, and I have a microphone to my mouth, and I hate it.
It's weird. I love it.
Okay. This guy basically said, Georgia's into conspiracy theories. I'm done. And he got really mad at me because at that one time, the thing that I learned was that possibly fluoride could have negative effects on you. And he got very angry about it and said that he's used to me not being the informed one anyways. This just put him over the edge, and I just got real fucking sad and felt like so stupid, and it made me not want to talk anymore.
No, that's one guy saying one thing. And besides, apparently he's not even listening anymore, so we can talk about his butthole and his mother's butthole.
I just don't... Why would you be mean? People can read this.
People don't think that you... are reading it because they think you're on a yacht with Jay-Z.
They don't think I really exist. Yeah.
But you know what? That's a hallmark of people respecting just how busy you are. They think no one has time, and they think that you don't care what anyone thinks. But really, we care what people think.
Oh, for sure.
Of course we do. Every time we record an episode and we have to edit it, I listen to it and I think, oh, I'm going to go live in a cave alone. I'm talk too much. My thing is when I'm happy, I talk way too much, and then I'm like, oh, I need to remain sad all the time.
I don't think you talk too much, and I think being happy at talking too much is an okay thing.
No, it seems pretty obnoxious. Do you want to see a secret compartment my car has?
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. If you guys have a Prius...
Oh, look at that.
Underneath your cup holders, there's this weird secret tray that you can put, like, I don't know, body parts or cash or something.
Oh, I was thinking of some new Slumber Party games.
Bring it on. Okay. Oh, by the way, but in terms of, I think we're both fine. You guys like that. You guys like us, right?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, no, that guy sounds like a douche-tard anyway. Like, ew.
It was a bummer. It made me sad. It made me feel bad about myself.
I feel like I shouldn't say douche-tard.
Douche-tard's okay.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
See what I mean? Podcasting is hard.
It really is.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
I took a pregnancy test in that Starbucks.
What? When?
God.
That's what the Slumber Party game is. Where have you taken a pregnancy test before? Where's the worst place you've ever taken?
On this Starbucks.
Why?
Because my periods were irregular and I was confused.
When was this?
Like a year ago.
Oh, what if you had been pregnant?
And I was like, where did it go? And so I was really worried about it. And I
Did you feel pregnant?
Well, I don't know. No. I mean, but I was like, what happened to my period there for a minute? Sorry, TMI, you guys. But
no way.
I went to like a Ralph's around here, and I was like, I was around here because I was going to the museum. And I like bought a test. And the funny thing is, like, when you're over 30 and you buy a pregnancy test, when they check you out, they say, good luck. But if you're under 30, they're probably like, fucking.
Yeah, not another one.
She looked like she wanted me to be pregnant. And I was like, no, I'm going to go find a cafe and pee on this immediately. Anyway, spoiler alert, negative.
I've taken one pregnancy test.
In your life?
Yeah.
I'm always afraid, like, if it's a day late, I'm like, I got triplets in there.
Oh, man.
Never been pregnant.
Me neither. Do do you know that? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, and Vince and I talked about freezing my eggs. I think I might just go for it so I can stop worrying about it.
Yeah, you should go for it.
I should, right?
A little pricey.
I know, but
another thing you should be able to register for.
Okay, so I'm 35, which I keep thinking like, oh, it's too late. I should have done it when I was 32, but like I'm not getting younger.
No one is.
I don't want to have a kid right now, but I want the option in whatever, up to 5 years, but yeah, that's not feasible. So I'm worrying about it and worrying about it and changing my mind constantly.
Like as to whether or not you should get knocked up now or freeze them now?
At all.
Ooh.
Get knocked up. I'm not going to get knocked up now. There's no fucking way.
Oh, then freeze them. It's
$10,000
though.
But ever. Yeah, I know.
It's $10,000.
But then I can wait until I'm 40.
Yeah,
right?
You can wait as long as you can wait until you're 75. That's not true. You guys, don't come at us with Allie doesn't do her research because I know that the cutoff is 70. After 70, you can't bear your own children.
I think I'm just going to go in and see what the deal is. Just get them frozen so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
My lady doctor says there's a place called Reproductive Partners, and they are a great place.
Okay, I'll go there.
Yeah. Put a couple on ice for me, too.
You want a couple? Hey, well, will you be my surrogate? Will you carry it for me?
I get all of the hemorrhoids.
Oh, God.
And I have none of the offspring.
I promise you, I'll get you a massage every trimester.
Three yes, massages? That's like $250.
I know. It's terrible.
You'll be like, but I'm not, you won't get me any like desserts or anything.
No.
Because I'm not allowed to put that shit in my body
don't,
with your
don't
baby.
Don't give
in
my
there.
Baby sugar.
I need to stop. I need to not. I'm going to stop with the sugar. Should I go down this 10 East or what?
I think maybe let's stay on Crenshaw.
Okay, we're going to pass two cops right now. We both have microphones.
Okay, put your
up
microphone.
To our mouth.
When I say yes, put your mic. When I say
okay,
go.
Hold on. They're ready? Already apprehending someone else.
I know.
Their hands
okay,
full.
Ready?
Put your microphone down. We're not on the phone. We're not on the microphones.
Just okay, we're back.
Okay, we passed two cops. I'm going to blaze through this yellow right
yeah.
now. They're too busy. Okay, I think you should look into it.
Okay.
And also, you know, just peace of mind.
What's the nicest thing you've ever done for someone?
The nicest
yeah,
thing I've ever
let's
done?
Let's brag about ourselves. Or the nicest thing someone's ever done for you.
I gave my parents enough money to save their house a couple weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let's not be selfless for a minute. Let's do nice deeds so we can talk about them on the podcast.
Yeah, I wrote my parents a big old check.
Fuck, how do they feel? Because they're not really good about accepting money.
No.
How did that come about?
They were in a spot and they had a chance to refinance to mm-hmm. make things easier, but they needed a chunk of money to get there.
Hmm.
And, I was like, fuck yeah. I was thrilled.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And I was like, oh, I have been working my whole life to be able to help my parents.
Oh,
like,
that's so great.
I've helped them here and there, but yeah. like to be able to be like, no, I got you. Like it felt so great.
That's so great.
It felt great. So yeah, it's nice when, cause you think about all the money your parents spend on you.
Yeah.
Don't be dicks to them. You guys.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to raise a kid? The things that you did to your mother's organ systems, like how much money it costs to put you through school. But anyway, I think if you can do something for your parents, it's nice. What about you?
I think that's a good call. What about me? Something nice I've done?
Yeah.
The nicest thing I've done? I yelled at someone for hitting their kid once. And I said, don't abuse your kid.
I just like that it started with I yelled at someone. I was like, where is this going?
It was good for the kid, not for this person I yelled at.
What did the person, did they have shame in their eyes?
Yeah, we had a big old fight about it. And I feel like I left the subway, the bus, having accomplished something. I yelled at a woman on a bus for abusing her child.
What was the situation?
I had seen her before. Like, I was in San Francisco at the time, and I'd seen her on the bus before, and her cute little, like, 3-year-old kid would, like, be looking out the window and talking, and, like, he, you know, was a little, he had a lot of energy, but he was, like, cute, and she kept hitting him and being like, sit down, you know, like, being really mean and abusive. And I finally I felt so guilty about not having said anything the first time I saw them that when a few weeks later I saw them again, I was like, okay, anything happens, I'm gonna say something. And she like hit him across the legs to like make him fall down to sit down, this like little kid.
Aww.
So I was like, can you please stop abusing your child? This is abuseful. And she was like arguing with me about it.
What did
about it not
the
being
do?
Abuse. Oh, everyone was so uncomfortable with me. You
good.
Know, everyone hated me.
Like hated you?
Well, it was uncomfortable that I had said something to a stranger. You know,
no.
So we had a whole like back and forth, and she's like, "Do you have children?" And I didn't want that to be part of the argument, so I said yes. I totally don't. I mean, at the time, my ex had a daughter, so I was kind of a stepmom.
You're a stepmom.
I wanted to say yes because I didn't think that was a fair argument, because I had been hit a lot as a kid, and it affects you. And I said that to her, and I said, "This kid's gonna hate you if you keep doing this. It's not working, and you're not teaching him anything." And we kind of ended amicably when I got off, and I was like, "All right."
Wow.
Like, okay.
Dude, how old would that kid be now?
Oh my Lord. Probably 11 or so.
Oh man.
I would have taken that kid immediately. Like, if she doesn't want him and wants to hit him, he was so cute.
Oh. I hope he's okay right now.
I do too.
That's ballsy, man. To speak out about, to do that. Like, everyone should, if they see something terrible,
say something.
Intervene, but it's so few people do.
I feel like I have a knack for telling strangers what they're doing wrong.
Just in a general sense.
Because it's a good
boyfriend. He's ugly.
Yeah. Well, remember that guy I yelled at who was talking to the date, and he was talking about how she was anorexic or something, and I yelled at him?
Let's set the scene here.
Okay.
Let's describe this. Georgia and I were out to dinner, and there was a guy and there was a man and a woman having dinner behind us, and the man was saying, this is a good fit for our segment, Egregious and Kathy Lee, was saying crazy stuff about how he only likes to date women who are under 27, and they like...
And, like, anorexic. He said anorexic.
He says he likes them anorexic.
And he was just... This girl was like, uh-huh, oh, and, like, being on this date with this awful guy, and he just kept saying all this shit. And Allie and I had to host a show, a Hello Giggles storytelling show. So we got up to leave, and I just said, "You're an asshole." I said, what did I say to him? "Excuse me, you're a terrible person. I'm listening to everything you say, and you're a real jerk." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Let me explain." I was like, "No," and we left.
We left, and we were like, "Oh, shit."
It was just like, I just needed him to know that he was in public and speaking that stuff out loud, and it was
damaging.
Very off-putting.
And cut to,
we're hosting the show. We get out there and we tell the audience what just happened. And then we hear the woman he was on a date with go, "He's sitting right here."
Whoops.
And he was sitting right there.
Oops.
And Allie and I both lost our shit.
We were just talking shit about you in front of this live theater people.
Still afraid he's going to kill me.
No, he ended up trying. He really wanted to be on the podcast for a while.
To explain himself.
Right. Do you know that came back in a weird way where where I was dating someone who, do you know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was dating someone who was like, "Oh, you're dating Allie in Georgia? Allie yelled at me once in front of a full
That was
restaurant.
Georgia, by the way. That was like Allie.
And so my new boyfriend thought, had only heard snippets of like, "Oh, yeah. Oh, Allie, yeah, she yells at people at restaurants."
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't tell him any of his responsibilities.
Right, and I was like, I had to be like, no, that was Georgia. Also, he deserved it. Oh, no. I had to do a lot of backpedaling for a few hours, this new boyfriend of mine.
I feel like that guy and I could share a drink and laugh over it.
I'm sure maybe he likes girls who aren't anorexic now. Maybe he's like, "Oh, that was correct."
I am mouthy. I'm going to get punched someday.
Well, I don't think you're gonna get punched, and if you do, I'll yell at the person who punches
you,
and then I'll be the mouthy one, and then I'll get punched, and then back and forth.
Perfect.
It'll be great. Have you had any good midnight snacks lately?
What have I been eating lately? I've definitely been eating a snack lately that I've I've been eating honey and manchego cheese a lot.
Ooh.
And have you been eating anything good? This fucking motorcycle, man.
Listen to that.
Shut up, he's kind of hot.
It's just purring. What have I been eating lately? Not a lot that I'm excited about because I haven't been grocery shopping in too long.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I open my refrigerator, I see this bag of baby carrots just staring at me like confrontationally, and I just
hate
think,
baby
I don't,
carrots.
I don't want to fucking eat you. And one of the things after I drop you off is I'm in high heels even. I'm going straight to the grocery store because this is ridiculous.
How long was the last time you went to the grocery store?
I don't know because I go out of town so intermittently that it's like, what am I going to do? Stock up on some zucchinis that are going to be moldy by the time I get back? By the way, I think there's also moldy zucchini. My thing I've been doing recently is I've been getting gluten-free bread and then I've been toasting it or microwaving it and then putting an inch slab of butter on top of it.
I'm sorry, what do you mean toasting or microwaving it?
Sometimes I throw the bread in the microwave.
Warm, just warm doughy bread?
Warm it up.
Okay.
It gets real soggy real fast.
So butter and cinnamon?
Nope. Butter and truffle salt.
Ooh.
It's really good.
I dig that. There's definitely something I've been eating.
I'm going to take Wilton.
Yeah.
Wilton?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Sorry, this is a little LA geography for y'all.
Yeah, well, should we do our fuck that?
Yeah, what
it's been a boring episode. Do I ask that every episode?
You ask it every episode.
I know. I'm just so scared.
And then because this guy didn't like your conspiracy theories about fluoride?
I have PMS.
Fuck this guy.
Too.
Your whole life, you lived your whole life up to this point to have a badass podcast and have some guy not like that you happened to read something about fluoride?
Oh, and then he said...
We retracted it the next episode.
Then he said this whole thing, I think he confused me for someone because it was the Molly episode, Molly McAleer episode,
right,
where you guys were talking about how Molly made a tweet about that leaving a plastic water bottle in the car is just breast cancer water.
Yeah, which I think is hilarious.
And I had never heard that before, and you two were talking about it, and then he said that Angie kept talking about breast cancer water, which I didn't even, it wasn't me. Fucking asshole.
I still maintain that that's a funny tweet.
Her I think
tweet
it's hilarious.
Was, everyone knows that car water is breast cancer water.
That's funny because it's because the water is leaching the toxins from the plastic bottle. It's hilarious.
It's just funny to think of how many times you've reached for a bottle of warm water in your car and been like, is this going to give me breast cancer?
I go right on third.
Okay. So fuck it. Let us talk about until you grow breasts, let us have our conspiracy theories about warm plastic water.
And you got our fucking voices wrong too, so don't talk shit on me.
Well, sorry you had to take the heat for that.
No, I don't care. I think he just hates me.
Well, the guy sucks. Do you have a husband?
Yes.
Who gives a shit what this guy thinks? You don't have to touch his dick.
I don't, thank God.
Am I right?
You are right.
What's something that you hate other than this guy?
I hate...
Or let's talk about this guy.
I fucking hate this guy.
He made you feel bad. Why? Let's talk about why he made you feel bad. What's behind that? Okay. Why is there a vulnerability to this fucking
I think
douche?
There's a vulnerability. I think feeling stupid. I think I had a lot of being treated like I was stupid as a kid, mm-hmm. even though I really just wanted to sit in a room and read. And I think I had some dyslexic tendencies. So I think feeling stupid is a big, vulnerability for me. And he was just talking how stupid I am.
I bet that guy has done so many things wrong. I bet that guy has driven his car away with his wallet on top. I bet that guy has, like, cheated on his wife and forgotten to, like, hide the receipt. I bet that guy has done so many things wrong in his
life. And I mean, I have a problem retaining information, but I think it's more because I don't fucking sleep at night.
Well, that is true. You do need to sleep more.
So, yeah. Okay.
So fuck that guy. So he hit you in your soft spot.
Yeah, he really did.
And that's your soft spot. Your soft spot are being made a fool of.
Yes.
And so your soft spot are being stupid without realizing you're being stupid.
Yes.
That's your vulnerability.
Or people thinking I'm stupid without realizing that people think I'm stupid.
Right. So it's having the kick me sign on your back.
Yeah.
Right. That's
and everyone laughing at me, but nobody telling me I have a kick me sign on my back.
No.
What's yours?
Being egotistical or narcissistic. That makes me want to die.
Based on what?
Being like too boisterous or being too excited about things or being too
happy,
confident or happy and feeling like if I'm confident or happy, people are going to be like, sit the fuck down.
They're not going to like you.
You suck. Huh. And so always maintaining a certain amount of like quietness or self-hatred. That way nobody is annoyed at my own happiness.
Like a negative calm.
Yes. And when I listen to our episodes and there's an episode where I'm like the Courtney episode where I was like really excited to have her on. And
oh, can I tell you, I finally watched her video.
Oh my God.
Her fake SNL. What's
so
it called?
Good. Why am I taking Western? We know Western sucks.
No, that's fine.
My character reel point.
We should have a podcast, which is why our podcast is named after. I was like kind of playing it cool in the podcast because I hadn't seen it yet. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my Lord, she's hilarious.
She's so great.
But I think people like happy people, don't they? Or do you not?
I don't know. But I definitely feel like I know when I'm like too excited and I know I need to dial it down.
Do you think you deserve to be happy or you deserve good things?
I think I deserve good things, but I'm afraid that that makes other people around me hate me. And I would rather have people like me and have me be a bummer than hate me and have me be happy.
Do you think you're taking things away from other people when you're happy?
Yeah, I think I'm annoying them. I think it's like if you were in a library and like having the best time in a library and someone's like, can you shut the fuck up? And you're like, you're right. Yes.
Well, only if you're bothering them.
Right. But I'm afraid of being too boisterous bothering people.
Hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I don't think you are.
Okay.
I think you could use to be a little more boisterous.
Really?
I think when you drink, it's fun because you suddenly don't have all these crazy inhibitions you always have when you're not drinking. Not,
I know.
Not like, I don't mean get drunk because I don't want to like be like, everyone's better when they're drunk. I don't mean that. I just mean like you have one drink and you're like, Georgia, isn't it crazy that I'm like this? When do I do this? And it's like, Allie's fun and happy now. Allie's like having a good time. Not fun and happy.
Oh, no, that's
you know what I mean. Allie's happy now.
I just don't drink that much.
Allie's happy and...
Well, yeah, I do worry. Like, there are certain people in my life, too, that I worry more about being annoying around.
I think your inhibitions
come down with a glass of wine. Yeah. I think that I think, you know, there are people in my family that, like, weren't super excited when you got happy.
Yeah.
So I think people close to me, I'm afraid to be happy around people close to me because I'm afraid they're going to be like, ugh, you're so annoying.
Do you get happy for other people or does sometimes other people's happiness bother you?
No, I get happy for other people, unless it's really gloaty. Yeah. Unless it's, like, excessively, like...
They're talking about your wedding for 45 minutes?
No, I'm excited about your wedding.
Not my wedding.
Oh, okay.
Weddings.
I think hashtagging all of your photos engaged or something.
Whenever I make more than two hashtags, I get scared that you're going to be mad at me.
Be mad at you?
Or think I'm annoying.
Well, it depends on why you're hashtagging.
Well, I'm hashtagging because I love looking at the hashtag cross-eyed cats. So I feel other people will too.
But I think some people just put like hashtag love, hashtag gratitude, hashtag tag for likes. And that I'm just like, whoa, you guys.
Tag engaged.
Like you don't have to market yourself every picture you put up.
Yeah. And is that even working?
I don't think so. So that I am a little bit like, all right, guys, calm down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That could just be... Maybe that's me. Sometimes people just they like a lot of hashtags.
No.
I think if you would be likely to click on the hashtag yourself,
yeah.
Great. If you are putting hashtags that you would never look at, then...
Can I real quick tell everyone to go look at hashtag cross-eyed cats? It's fucking amazing.
Get it, you guys. Get it.
Oh, just it'll make your day.
You know what hashtags I love?
What?
Like for likes. Those are some of the best pictures.
What is that even? Like if they like yours, you'll like theirs back?
Yeah, it's fine. It's dumb.
Everyone
it's
calm fine. Down.
Everyone calm down.
Oh, never
just
mind.
A little bit. What?
I got kicked out of our secret girl cult.
What?
Club on Facebook.
What?
Can you add me back? I don't know why. I think they did a purge. We're in this like secret girl cult.
Uh-huh.
On Facebook, Allie and I are. And it's fucking amazing. It's like the coolest girls in town talking about the most private shit. And it's the best.
Why did they kick you out?
I don't know. I'm active. They helped me pick my fucking wedding dress.
That's super weird.
So they do a purge where they're like, if you don't respond to this, you're getting kicked out sometimes.
No, what if you just, what if you're on a retreat or something?
I was on a retreat.
Oh my God, you're on your honeymoon. They kicked you out of the group.
That's what I hate.
That's what you hate is getting kicked out?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you hate?
I hate when you have to dial into a conference call. Like, number one, you have to dial into the conference call. And then you have a conference call code, and it's like 15 digits long.
Yep.
And you're like, who's going to get this right on the first time?
I never do.
It's like the conference code is like, what? It's like pi or something to like the ninth mm-hmm. digit. And you're like, how many digits do you, no one's going to break into this conference call about marketing. Like, you don't have to make it this secret. And so you're there at the appointed time, just like deep, doop, deep, doop, deep, doop.
And when they're playing Simon and Garfunkel. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I mean, there's nothing darker than a conference
call.
There's
nothing darker.
I hate that. That happened to me the other day, and I was like trying to dial it on my phone while looking at the email on my phone with the conference call number. I was like, come on, you guys. So I don't like that. But what do you love?
What do you love?
I wrote some down.
Oh, good.
I love watching TV.
Oh, it's so fun.
I love videos about mutual rescue. Have I mentioned that before?
It's like, no.
These dog videos where it's like, I rescue this dog, but really?
It rescued me.
Yes. It's called mutual rescue.
Do you know what a death drop is?
Yes.
I love videos of people doing death drops. It's a Vogue. It's part of this fucking dance style. Oh my God, don't hit this car.
We're good.
It's this dance. It's voguing, but it's like extreme voguing.
Yeah.
And I love the videos from like a club of like people in a circle and they're voguing and dancing. And then there's this move called the death drop where you basically just fall on your back. It looks so dramatic. and you just fall.
You're dancing and you, it's like all of a sudden,
dun, 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 clonk,
G forces take over, and they just woof, and you're down like the splits on your back, and it's like, oh shit!
I love watching voguing dancing.
That's right, sir.
Oh god! Oh god! Oh god! Oh god! Oh god!
Okay. Ariana Grande was great on Saturday Night Live. I will say I love that also.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some of her sketches and I was like, that little chick has pipes.
Good for her.
She looks like Audrey Hepburn and she sings like fucking Celine Dion.
I could not even pick her out.
She's the cute one with always a ponytail.
Which one's Selena Gomez?
She is the one who dated Justin Bieber.
Who's dating fucking... Never mind.
Who?
I don't know.
Who's dating who?
I don't
know. Allie Ward? No one at the moment.
Are you dating?
I haven't gone on any dates in a while. Okay. I haven't gone on any dates in a while in like a month or so because I just have been like, ugh.
Yeah.
I went on a bunch of dates in January and February and then I was like, this is tearing my soul apart because I kept asking, oh, how are you? Do you have siblings?
Do you have siblings?
Where are you from?
What were your parents like?
And I just was like, I'm forcing myself too much.
I got it.
And I've been tired.
That's fair.
And work is crazy.
What else do you love?
I love that I had these skinny jeans from Forever 21 that I bought like when skinny jeans were the thing.
I need those.
Like years ago.
Yeah.
But I wore them out so much that all the elastic broke in them.
They're not skinny anymore.
And now they're just boyfriend jeans, which are the new thing. And I love that I've seen a pair of jeans through different lifetimes.
Take that, child labor.
I know. I'm going to keep... Oh, you thought skinny jeans were out? Don't worry. All your elastic broke. And now these are baggy.
You're like, I will not contribute to another pair of jeans being made by child labor. I'll just like make these ones last.
And they have an organic rip in them. I was like, I don't have to buy pre-ripped jeans. Fuck you. Why? What's another thing you love?
I love... Let's see. What do I love? Oh, God.
Brunch?
Nothing. I love brunch. I hate mimosas.
Fuck mimosas.
Fuck mimosas in the
Why
fucking
are you
case.
Drinking
because
mimosa.
They were, because
no,
they
I'm
were,
not saying you. Oh. I'm talking to humanity.
I drank so many mimosas yesterday at this fucking all-you-can-eat Easter brunch, and I was nauseous.
Yes. What are people getting from a mimosa?
I don't
know. You're having so much sugar in a glass, plus more sugar on top of it. All that means is... You are going to get sick to your stomach and hungover, and you're not going to feel day drunk, which is what you want.
Day drunk's the best. I love day drunk.
I think, you know what? You want a brunch drink? Have a nice margarita tequila thing.
Yeah.
Have some tequila with some bubbly water and some limes in it or something. I don't fucking know.
I hate that I can't drink beer because I love beer.
I love that I can't drink beer because I hate beer. I've never met a beer that I liked. Mm. You've stopped drinking it, but fuck it. You drink a little beer in there.
I know.
Have some beers.
Thank you. I will.
What else do you love?
Let's see. Oh, I love the app Wurl.
I
started buying stuff on it. So you guys, there's this app called Wurl, Whurl. And it's this girl named Sam, this adorable, awesome girl named Sam. It's her vintage clothing selling and buying app. So people just go on there and list all their vintage clothing and wares and all this shit. And you can buy and sell. It's pretty priced well. And it's kind of like this fun. It's almost like an Instagram, but you can buy the clothing. Let's go right on Santa Monica.
Are you saying people should give it a whirl?
Give it a whirl. Whurl. I actually have a page already because I'm planning on starting to sell stuff. But it turns out taking photos of stuff and making it look good is really hard.
No.
But you can follow me at Hail Satin Vintage.
Ah!
Which is my favorite thing in the world.
Hail Satin. Let's get a high five for that. Good job.
How funny is that?
Oh,
we have an Instagram account. Everyone follow us.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay, here's where you can follow us. You can follow us at Allie and Georgia on Instagram. We have a Slumber Party Facebook group. We have an Allie and Georgia Facebook page. We're on Allie and Georgia at Twitter.
Right? Yes, of those things.
You can email us at Allie and Georgia and tell us
stuff. You can see us on full screen.
Full screen for Slumber
Party
really
Live. It's really exciting.
It's very exciting.
You remember when you used to live in this apartment right here?
I totally used to live in that apartment.
We're driving through George's old neighborhood.
$845 a month for my cute little apartment.
I know, at the time it seemed so expensive.
I know, I couldn't even afford it.
I mean, anything else that you want to plug or love or that you have a crush on?
Let's see. I don't know. You?
Nothing?
My favorite murder podcast?
My favorite murder podcast. It's on Feral Audio with Georgia Hardstark and Karen Kilgariff. It's about murders. That's Running Strong.
Go left here.
Georgia launched that in January.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I think we might do some live shows.
Oh, fuck. Where if someone live gets murdered?
Yeah.
That's dope as hell.
What about you? What do you want to plug?
My science show, CBS Innovation Nation.
Saturday
Henry
mornings.
Ford's Innovation Nation. It's on Saturday mornings on CBS. We just got 3 Emmy nominations.
Yay!
So I get to go to the Emmys again.
Congratulations.
We'll see if we take home another gold, you guys. If anyone wants to dress me for the Emmys, let me know.
Please dress Allie. Otherwise, she's going naked, and it gets real embarrassing.
It's a kids' show, and we teach them about science and the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
And some other stuff. So, and, you know, all the usual places, you guys. Tell us, join the Facebook group, Slumber Party Podcast. We'll approve you, and tell us...
you're fucked up, what you learned this week.
Tell us what your soft spot is, and tell us if our soft spots are dumb and if we're fine.
Yeah. Oh, I want to know your soft spots for sure.
Yeah, are we fine, you guys?
Is this normal?
Tell us if we annoy you.
Is this annoying?
This
I feel
is
like
annoying.
I'm usually very confident and I'm not, and I have PMS, and that guy's comment bummed me out.
Well, I'll stalk him based on his username, and I'll find his home address.
Thanks for listening, and go to Feral Audio and listen to all the other podcasts on there. They're really great. And
they're so good.
If you guys could also rate, review, and subscribe this podcast on iTunes and tell your friends about it, because that would be really great.
Yeah, that's how we get more of you guys talking about it.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. We're almost to Georgia's place.
We're almost home. I'm going to take a nap, aren't I?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, you are.
How hard am I going to take a nap right now?
Pretty hard. You're going to take a pretty hard nap. It's 4 in the afternoon. You've been out all day.
You're feeling cantaloupes for their ripeness at the grocery store. I'm going to be fucking napping hardcore.
Snooze it up.
All right.
Thanks all right, guys.
For listening.
Hey, bye.
Bye. Feral Audio.